The chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee says the legislature continues to put a high priority on property tax relief. Grand Forks Republican Senator Ray Holmberg says all you have to do is look at the percentages of state expenditures that go toward keeping property taxes down. The Legislative Council says in the 2015-2017 biennium, the state provided just over $1.3 billion in property tax relief, or about 21.8% of the state's general fund budget.
Next biennium, even though the total amount of dollars in the budget dropped substantially, the percentage of our general fund going to property tax relief went up to 30.6%, which is quite a change.
The general fund budget in 2015-2017 was $6 billion. The legislature approved $4.3 billion for the upcoming two-year period. In the next biennium, the state takes over full funding of county social service programs, replacing the 12% buy-down formula. Holmberg says the impact on counties will be different because of that funding takeover, because county mill levies for social services range from 4 mills to the maximum allowed 20 mills.
The counties that have the higher property tax mill levy for social services will see less of an increase in local property taxes. But, you know, at the end of the day, property taxes will go up in counties, but it will vary depending upon what the county has been doing.
But Holmberg says this is permanent property tax relief and reform. And he says it also allows the State Human Services Department to try to find efficiencies in service delivery. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.